Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to you wherever you are throughout the length and breadth of Grenada. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. So we're going to be spending a few minutes working together and really trying to put some things together here inside finance. And without a shadow of a doubt, it's good that you can join us here today. With me in the studio, I have Mr. Akerson Kaddo, which is Trade Officer, and Ms. Tracy Garrett, also a Trade Officer, and they are within the Ministry of Trade and Expo and Promotion. And they are the persons have become the face of Grenada, and so I am grateful for the opportunity to be able to talk with them today as we share together. Now, I'm grateful for it, and so we'll take a word from our sponsors. We come back, and I have my discussion here with both Akinsna and Miss Tracy. This is Inside Finance.
Something big is coming. It's going to be huge. It's going to be inspirational.
Brain Beat Challenge is searching for the best brain in Grenada. Think you have what it takes? Prepare for the Brain Beat Challenge. The race has begun. How much of your brain elements do you employ daily? Did you know that your output and achievements in life are related to your functional brain power? Come learn more in the Battle of the Brains by 16 secondary school students in the Christian Services Corporation. Brain Beat Challenge National Finals are Bourne Hall, St. George's University, starting at 2:30 p.m. Fabulous prizes and awards. The goal? Raising public awareness about the brain. The Grenadian representative will compete at the International Brain Bee Championship. For more details, visit our website, www.brainbeegrenada.com or facebook.com/Grenada Brain Bee. The Grenada Brain Bee Challenge. Get the facts about your brain. Sponsored by St. George's Baptist Church and Allen Associates, One Call Construction, Country Cold Store, and this radio station.
Oh, welcome back. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon, and with me in the studio is Mr. Atkinson and Kaddo, Trade Officer, and Miss Tracy Garrett.
Garrett Batiste,
Trade Officer in the Ministry of Trade and Expo within the Ministry of Finance. Good day to you, and welcome to Inside Finance.
Good day, and a pleasant good evening to all our listeners.
All right.
Yes, so just to be clear, we are not permanently assigned to the Ministry of Finance. In fact, our fit at the Expo Milano was by contract. There was an ad placed by the ministry for positions for booth attendant, persons to man the booth at Expo Milano. And we both applied for that position, went through an interview process, and at the end, we were chosen to go out there and represent Grenada for 6 months in Italy. It was wonderful.
Now, let's talk about that, because I understand that's where you recently were, the Trade Expo. That's in Italy. I visited it there twice. It's quite a beautiful city. What can you tell us about it itself, the Expo there?
Well, it came about only as we were a part of it this time. Prior to going to Italy in 2015, I did not know much about expos. In doing my research later on, I found out that the expos, or the World Expo, goes way back from 1851 in London, starting off with only 25 countries and 6 million visitors at the end. The expo in Milano in 2015 grew so much from 1851 to now. The final visitor count was over 20. There were over 140 participating countries,
wow,
including Grenada. So it's a very big event, and it takes place every 5. There are other trade expos that takes place over the years, but the World Trade Expo is like the main expo.
So, what would you say in terms of you being there, What was it like for you? I guess that was your first expo for you, Mr. Kado?
Yes. Well, for me, it was a very, very wonderful, eye-opening experience. You know, getting to interact with all the different cultures and different people, and, you know, like having to share information about Grenada. And surprisingly, well, to me, the most satisfying part was when, like, after dealing with a customer, you'll hear they say that, wow, this is one less blind spot on the map for me because I bought Grenada. And after the dialogue with them and how they learned to appreciate the place and were willing to come, that was so satisfying, and man.
Yes, it brought about an increased sense of patriotism, I think, to be there and to ask people.
So my question, how can Grenada benefit from such? What are the benefits?
Well, the expo brings together a very large volume of people in one place.
Mm-hmm.
So for a small country like Grenada, and otherwise are very limited, it is a great opportunity for us to meet so many people, so many potential business people, traders, investors, tourists in one place. And coupled with the fact that our participation is financed by the organizer, because we participate under the CARICOM banner, and CARICOM as an organization is financed by the organizers of the expo. So for Grenada to have that opportunity to interface with so many people and at a minimal cost, I think it's a great opportunity for us.
And also, as she said earlier, the expo had over 21 million visitors, right? And then there were a lot of booklets and pamphlets given out to patrons, which has all the participants' name and like a summary of the countries. So even though someone didn't actually like come to your booth or come to the expo, like 6 months I get down the line, they'll be reading materials and they can see Grenada. Like it's in the book and say, wow, I never knew about this island. It participated in the expo. Let me do some.
Right. So you've been there for 6 months. Right. What was your role there at that event on a daily basis? What was it like? 6 months is quite a long time to be at an expo. I mean, I didn't realize long. And what was your role?
John was promoting the island as the ultimate tourism and investment destination. So we are at the booth with our warm smile, friendly attitude. We welcome visitors. You know, we talk about the island, handed out pamphlets in a capacity to say, like, as ambassadors at many different outings. So we marketed the country on.
For those special functions, sometimes we would very important people, prime ministers of different countries. Once I met with a governor of the China Jiangsu division at they had a National Day celebration, and Grenada was invited. So it was very nice to be somewhat of a diplomatic ambassador, because we did meet important people.
Right.
It wasn't just about being in the booth and smiling, it was the serious aspect. And also we had records of what was going on in the booth. So we recorded, we kept statistics of the queries that people made, what they would have asked about certain products and so on. And then we would have to communicate that back to the ministry. Also, we would have to communicate on a daily basis with several clients who had questions about the country or wanted assistance about how to get here or who they should meet with about a certain product. And so there were many different aspects to what we do on a daily basis.
Now, you mentioned about CARICOM earlier. What was the role of CARICOM?
CARICOM was the umbrella body, for example, like our parents. Like, they dealt with all the contract negotiation there. They dealt with, like, paying out salaries, having living accommodations, and so on. But, so basically, they were, what should I say?
They managed the pavilion, managed, because it was one pavilion.
For all the the Caribbean countries.
Yes, there were eight countries in Expo Milano. And all eight of us were in one pavilion as CARICOM. And each country had their individual space to do their own marketing and promotion. So CARICOM managed the pavilion as a whole. And the finances, all the background administrative management and so on of running the expo was delegated to a CARICOM representative, and she handled everything on behalf of all the countries so then, that we would not individually have to do that.
Okay, so okay. Each, so I have one man, the management team, right. And everybody fall underneath
everybody's
that.
Everybody's
and she life. And she was also present at the expo.
Okay, so she was there. Now, the next question, I think that is critical when you look at that. What did Grenada exhibit at the event, and how would you describe the response of visitors to the expo? You mentioned that a bit earlier, the boot. Give us a feel of being there, showcased.
Right. So Grenada was promoted as the ideal trade, tourism, and investment destination. And we are known as the Spice of the Caribbean, the Spice Island. So, of course, our booth was fashioned to suit that spice cocoa. So we had things like nutmeg jams and jelly syrup sauces from De La Grenade. We had, and so on, from Superior Foods. We had Cocoa Crunch from Caribbean Naturals, nutmeg oils, and so also from Superior Food, lip balm, nutmeg lip balm, which I never knew about until the expo.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know about it. Lip balm, what is lip balm?
What you say, like lip gloss moisturizer for your lips.
Yeah. We make that in Grenada.
We have nutmeg lip balm, exactly. Yes. So foods, because they use, they do all these local condiments and so on, pepper sauces and so on. Nutmeg pain relieving spray and so on, just to name a few. We had actual nutmegs from the GCNA, and that was like the prominent display on for the booth, so everything surrounded that.
And we also had cinnamon.
Yes, we had cinnamon in the display. Well, you know, so everything was about spices, the Spice Island. It was what made our booth unique in a sense, and it actually works in drawing in the visitors to our booth, because when they come into the CARICOM booth, they would find a lot of similarities with what the countries have on display. We have similar backgrounds and so on. We make some of the same products, but Grenada was unique because of our spices, because of our nutmegs. So that is what really drew the visitors into our booth more than
Right.
Else.
So, in other words, the difference is because of our spices
and the uniqueness. Yes, the uniqueness of our spices.
Did you find any country in the expo had any spices close to what we have, or what we have was very different to what more?
That was a whole section of the expo assigned for spices and so on, but it was nothing like what we had to offer. Because we, as I said, we had the nutmeg jam, the nutmeg jelly. We showed how you can use these things in other ways than to just use as a spice in cooking.
Right.
You know, so I think that is what really attracted people to the booth, because in India, it is known as noce moscata in Italian.
And
everybody instantly said, oh, noce moscata, as they entered into the booth. They would say noce moscata and get very excited, and they're very amazed and, you know, very happy to see that these things could come from that same noce moscata that they use only in their laza.
You want to say something?
Because, like, as she said, they had a spice cluster, and when countries from the spice cluster came to us and they saw what we did in nutmeg, like, remember the guy, he said, well, we just look at nutmegs and we don't even pick them up. But with the Italians now, like, every morning we grated nutmegs and we had it on the display. And when Italians pass, you hear they say, Profuma, Profuma. And then we say, no, noce moscata. And they say, ah, noce moscata. And then they would come. And then first thing we do, we show them a picture of how nutmeg really looks. And, like, they are amazed. And then when we go through the products and show them how each part of the nutmeg is used, they are very, very fascinated.
All right, very interesting. All right, folks, this is Inside Financed. I am Stanford Simon. I'm speaking to Mr. Atkinson.
Yes,
Cado.
Atkinson.
Cado, who is trade officer, and Tracy Garrett.
Garrett Batiste.
Batiste. Tracy Garrett Batiste. She's also a trade officer. The Ministry of Trade and Export and Promotion, and they were in Italy for 6 months promoting Grenada, and that's what we're talking about here today. This is Inside Finance.
Something big is coming. Coming. It's going to be huge. It's going to be inspirational.
Brain Beat Challenge is searching for the best brain in Grenada. Think you have what it takes? Prepare for the Brain Beat Challenge. The race has begun. How much of your brain elements do you employ daily? Did you know that your output and achievements in life are related to your functional brain power? Come learn more in the Battle of the Brains by 16 secondary school students in the Christian Services Corporation. Brain Beat Challenge National Finals are Bourne Hall, St. George's University, starting at 2:30 p.m. Fabulous prizes and awards. The goal? Raising public awareness about the brain. The Grenadian representative will compete at the International Brain Bee Championship. For more details, visit our website, www.brainbeegrenada.com or facebook.com/Grenada Brain Bee. The Grenada Brain Bee Challenge. Get the facts about your brain. Sponsored by St. George's Baptist Church and Allen Associates, One Call Construction, Country Cold Store, and this radio station.
Listen, good day to you, to Grenada, Carco, Pity Martin. Welcome to Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. I have Mr. Atkinson and Cadeau, a trade officer, and Tracy Garrett Batiste, also a trade officer, from within the Ministry of Finance, to specifically the Ministry of Trade and Export. They spent 6 months in Italy. And by the way, can you speak a bit of Italian? After 6 months there, you must be able to say a couple of words in Italian. And good morning, good afternoon, what it is that you could, or you didn't bother at all just to focus on what you went to do.
Hello, good morning.
Well, at least you, after 6 months, you must have something.
Buona giornata. Have a nice day.
Yeah, but pronounce that again.
Buona giornata.
Yeah. I have a good friend of mine, Stefano, he's here now. Okay. He's from Italy. And when I'm leaving, he normally say that. So,
ciao
is the main one.
Yes,
you're right.
And well, of course, we would have learned all the spices, so we know cacao is cocoa, nutmeg is noce moscata, so we know marmalata de noce moscata is the nutmeg jam, gelatina noce moscata. So we know all these things because we had to interact with the people who don't speak English.
Right, and to be able to tell them in their language
what it is. Yes, we tell them about canela, which is our cinnamon, and things like that.
That's good. Mm-hmm. You did well. Now, speaking about tourism, I mean, which is important to Grenada, talk to us about the tourism component. There are opportunities to promote Grenada as a tourist destination, or was it just about the product and services that we offer?
I would say it's a mixture of both, because we had like a display with all the beaches, all the features and so on in terms of tourism. Plus we had a lot of handout brochures talking about stayovers and flights to the island and many, many other areas of tourism. Well, to be honest, at the expo, I would say 80% of the people are more interested in tourism, right? So they ask a lot of questions. And we actually had visitors who we met at the expo in Grenada already. Because about 2 weeks ago, we had just yesterday, we booked, two people booked their stay at Coyaba already.
Out of the expo?
Yeah, and they are from Italy.
Italians, yeah.
And then in April, we're expecting a family from Czechoslovakia.
Czech Republic.
Yes. Out of the expo.
Out of the expo.
So visit was productive.
That's right.
Your 6 months is paying off.
Exactly. Yes. See that just from the examples that we gave you, is that these places are not the traditional tourism
market for us.
That we target. So it means that we are opening doors to new markets. And who knows how many of these people that we would have met in those 6 months. Probably increase the amount of people that we have coming, because the persons from Czech Republic in particular, they have never heard of a place like Grenada before.
But they're coming.
They're coming. it is because we would have engaged them and convinced them that they need to see this place. So they're coming for 10 days in July. And yes,
that's very
nice. Italians likewise, they never heard of Grenada before and they're coming. So, and these are just persons who would have contacted us. I'm sure there are many who are coming that we did not speak with, or they would not contact us. They just come. But we can only speak of those that we know for sure.
So in this, do you then believe there are opportunities for Grenada to increase its export to the European Union based on being there for the past 6 months in the trade expo? And what do we have that would help them to want to buy what we have?
All right, well, in terms of trade, well, that was my favorite part. No, nutmegs, noce moscata, very, very big across there. From the youngest child to the oldest person is familiar with noce moscata. But one problem I think we have, it is not branded, and we should brand our nutmegs. Because other people were saying that it could be that they are using Grenadian nutmegs, but they do not know. All they know, they're getting nutmegs. And our nutmegs are basically superior. Like, for example, well, like, and Italians, they're very educated, right? A lot of us say, isn't nutmeg poisonous? We said, yes, there's a toxin, but it has been proven scientifically that Grenada's nutmeg has the lowest amount of, it's called safrole, in the world, right? And they're amazed by that. But they said, but how do we know we are getting your nutmegs, right? And because you can even go and don't grow nutmegs. Remember?
Oh. Exactly. So it could vary to know.
To know, yes. Right.
And if we're branding ourselves as the Spice Island of the Caribbean, I think it would bring great benefit if we can link the two, tourism and trade. So when somebody sees the nutmeg from the Spice Island, and maybe they may consider, where is this place I want? They already know the Spice Island, and they go into the store and they see nutmegs from the Spice Island. Mm-hmm. It might encourage them to want to buy the nutmegs from the Spice Island. So there's a correlation there.
But you're right. They said branding is about everything. I mean, look at Nike. Look at one of the things that they brand. You look at somebody selling a chair. It's branded. Somebody selling something from Europe, let's say from Canada, it's branded. It's out of from China, it's branded.
Exactly.
The fact is that if we can brand our nutmeg as we sell them, not only sell them in bulk, but it's branded.
And tourism destination and the Spice Island that produces all these nutmegs for the world.
And also there should be a lot of PR, because up there the main use of nutmeg is to use in foods. But they don't know about the additional uses, such as the nutmeg spray, and I know using aromatherapy and so on. So we can have the person do a lot of PR to show them the other uses of nutmegs.
Yes, position, product positioning is a big issue, because as you said, in other parts of the world where the culture is different, they may only know nutmeg for in Italy they use it in their sauces and so for other things. What about you buying the jam or the jelly or a seasoning for your fish? You know, so marketing is a big part of it. The branding and everything would fall.
You're saying that we need to do more. What branding is one, but also
product
means
positioning is
right.
Critical.
The product position. It means then that the government and people and businesses who have this product, GCNA, they must do more in marketing Grenada's nutmeg and all the byproduct of the nutmeg.
Yes, our own marketing of the product by selling it retail as opposed to selling it
just
to the host
and
sell it
and
as
sell
their
it.
Own. So, and I think they would have started doing that already, because now they are doing retail sales of the nutmeg from the GCNA website.
Okay.
But that is just one product. There are many others. For example, we had cocoa fat oil in the booth. And one day there was this lady that came and she tested the cocoa fat oil, and she said, did you know that it is actually good for moisturizing your cuticles, your nail cuticles? And I didn't know that before. And she was saying to me, yes, it is really good. So instantly I thought, well, if our cocoa fat oil can be repositioned, not only for skin as we know it, But what if we do a product where you have a bottle with the nail brush and everything,
right,
so that somebody can go to the nail aisle and see this as a moisturizer for your cuticles, and instantly their problem is solved. If I go into the supermarket and what I'm looking for, or the store, and what I'm looking for is something for my nails, and I see a product there that is for nails, I will buy it. I wouldn't think to go and get cocoa fat oil, but I would think to get that product that is for
nails. Which is specifically for
nails. You just need a solution to your problem.
Yeah.
So this is what we are lacking. Sometimes we take it for granted.
We passed by our booth and we said no, and she actually pulled out like the pericarp, the yellow part of the nutmeg.
Yes.
Like they actually make candy from that part, and she even gave us a sample, and it was quite tasty.
Wow.
So, you know, so instead of having like strawberry candies and so on, you know, we can have our nutmeg
candy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. So it's just about, as we said, the marketing, branding it,
right?
Repositioning, so that we have like specific people that we target. One product could have several uses, but we don't just want to put that one product on the shelf. Maybe we need to do several versions of it, so that when people have a problem, our product will say, hey, I'm the solution to your problem. Once they see it on the shelf, they know this is what I want.
Okay. Final question. Time run by very quickly. In your view, looking at all that we have had and seen, and what you have seen for the past 6 months in Italy at the World Expo?
Yes.
When you look at tourism and what we've been doing, what would you say to the government, people of Grenada, the businesses of Grenada, but the products that we have when it comes to nutmeg or cocoa, what can we do to really make our nutmeg and cocoa be more visible in the in Europe?
Okay, well, I realize the culture in Europe, like they like to talk directly to the manufacturer themselves. So for example, while we were up there, the mister who owns the Baron Foods, you know, packaging nutmegs. So we're not sure, but we can see it could be off dialogue from
From out of his Italian trip, he says. So maybe by ourselves or GCNA can be doing that itself, and packages and send
it. And they are doing it, you know, but maybe we need some more direct contact. As he said, the culture is different, you know.
And our culture need to change when it comes to business.
The owners themselves should be out there, you know.
Marketing. When you look at Spice Isle Beach Resort, Mr. Hopkins go there and market his hotel.
Exactly.
It means that GCNA need to do the same because it is his product.
But they have been making great strides. They now have their website, they're selling and everything from it. So I'm also very proud of how far they have come. It's just continue on that path and
get technology.
Great things are ahead.
I like it. I like the dialogue. I like we're out of time, but it's so good. Mr. Atkinson and Kado, trade officer, and Ms. Tracy Garrett Batiste. Ms. Tracy Garrett Batiste, also a trade officer from the Ministry of Trade and Promotion, Expo and Promotion, spend 6 months in Italy, and they enjoy every bit of it. But promoting Grenada, they saw a lot, and they are back here now, and they'll share with us their thoughts about what they learn and what they have seen. Thank you so much for joining me today. I want to wish you a blessed and enjoyable week, and thank you so much for marketing Grenada in such a very, very exciting way. You look all excited about what you've done.
Thank you, Rio. Thank you for having us. And to the listeners, we like to say grazie, ciao.
Grazie, ciao. You've been listening to a special program of Inside Finance. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Join me here next week at the same time where we do this all over again. Go to the website, sgbcgrenada.com. The program is uploaded there. You take care of yourself, and always a joy to be with you here on Inside Finance.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.